It's a bright Saturday morning, and I'm off to meet Gem City Stride at the Dayton Riverscape. It's a social run club where community members from across the city, mostly Black, meet twice a week to move, connect, and heal. I spoke to the founder, Tiara Wright, as well as several participants at today's run to find out what brought them out, and I learned that they were looking forward to this opportunity for community and connection as much as I was. Here's Tiara.
We start together and we finish together. So there's no one left out, no one to feel like, oh, I'm going too slow or I need to move a little faster. It's all at your own pace and we wait for everyone and we don't leave until everyone has come back across the finish line. So I think including that, just trying to knock down that whole narrative of, oh, I'm moving too slow or I'm not fit enough. It's not about that. It's just you simply moving your body with community members.
Participants spoke about first runs and fast finishes, healing grief and mental health, and building joy and community through the group. Here are participants Tiara, Jamal, Jonica, and Victoria. I'm only using their first names to protect their privacy.
I used to hate running before I started with the run club. So since when they had their first one, I started looking up TikToks, looking up slow runners, and just realizing that you're only against yourself. That's your only competition. So that's been my motivation over the past year.
So running for me at this point is definitely a safe space, a calming, self-soothing activity, I would say. I initially got into running about 2.5-3 years ago. I was about 30 pounds heavier than I am now. And was trying different combinations of things to, you know, lower that number on the scale, from, you know, strength training and dieting, fasting. But running ended up being the thing that really made a difference on the scale.
This is my first time actually running with the run club. I broke my leg, so had a long recovery period. And then when I recovered, it was like end of the season. So I'm trying to get back into it this year and actually be committed with the run club.
I recently lost my mom a few years ago, and she was stagnant, and I knew I didn't want to be like that. So I'm trying to be active. I'm 52, so I'm just trying to, you know, stay active, keep my muscles and joints and stuff together. So that's my main goal, is to, you know, be active.
And here's Mike, another participant.
What's special and different about this group is that it's all beautiful brown people, and that's important to me as a Black man. And to see them come together and do something positive and healthy, so that's something I want to be a part of.
Way to push. Way to push. Good job, Drew.
Here's Tiara again.
It's day one or one day, so just give it a shot. Give it a shot. Come see how you like it. I guarantee you will be encouraged once you get back, you know, get done with your run, because there are so many people out here. There's encouraging people. We've built a great group of people. We have a committee now that is always out here on the runs, and they're always making sure that anyone new that is here or anyone that is a little hesitant is felt comfortable. So I would just say just do it. Just do it. Just come give us a try. Come give it a try. And honestly, you owe that to yourself and your health overall.
For yourself, your health, and for our community, I find myself feeling more physically fit, more emotionally calm, and more connected every time I attend this group, regardless of the level of activity I'm up for that day. Gem City Stride builds community every Saturday morning and Tuesday evening. Check out their Facebook page for more details. For WYSO, I'm Trey Elzey, and we outside.